You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, May 29th, 2017, week 205 of Destiny Pizza, and we're actually recording on Monday.
We are.
May 29th, so this is going to come out, like, very...
We're going to, like, release it right after.
Yeah.
Right after we record.
After
we
record.
As live as we can be.
Which is no... There's no point in doing this because there's no, like...
Yeah, I wish we got some breaking news. That'd be nice.
Gal Gadot almost quit before she became Wonder Woman. That's kind of news. Yeah. Like, almost quit acting.
I did hear about that. But I think I heard about that a couple days ago.
Okay.
But it's relatively...
I tried.
You did try. That's crazy, though, because she was like... I thought she was on the upswing just off the Fast and Furious movie.
Damien Sizafron might be the Justice League Dark director.
Oh, that is breaking, yeah. Well, we should... I guess we'll start with Justice League Dark.
I was trying to go for the most current...
That is the most current, but
yeah,
I guess...
let's start with Justice League Dark.
Yeah, so Doug Liman was going to direct that film, but he left. So the original rumor was Andy Muschietti, who I think is doing the new It movie. He was going to be the front... He's the front runner to replace, but now the new name that you just mentioned.
Yeah, and he...
Talks.
Wrote The $6 billion Man.
That movie's still... Are they still making that movie?
It's, I don't know.
Because I think that's the play on the $6 million.
Yeah, movie. It's an updated version of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it.
Yeah, and those DC movies that... Which ones have held the same director? Like, is,
none.
Like, can I think... I mean, James Wan has been Aquaman. I guess he... Aquaman.
That's the only one.
That's the only one. Because Wonder Woman went through a couple.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah, it's every DC movie, pretty much.
It's weird how that works.
Yeah.
Because then, like, Marvel, it seems like those directors don't want to leave for the most part.
Yeah, Edgar Wright's, like, the only guy.
Well, that's...
I can think
He was,
of.
Like, fired almost. I don't know if he left or if they fired him.
That's true. DC's not firing any of these people, it seems like.
It seems like they all left.
They're all leaving.
Well, speaking of Joss Whedon, kind of, because he left.
Yeah, he left the Marvel.
Yeah, universe. Zack Snyder is leaving Justice League because there was a family tragedy. And so he's like going to step back a little bit, and Joss Whedon's going to direct it. The rest of it.
Yeah, that was...
Whatever. I don't know how far in production it is.
Yeah, that's pretty shocking.
Yeah. So, well, it's crazy because the family tragedy happened like in March.
Mm-hmm. Because they originally... I read a little bit about it.
Yeah.
Originally, they wanted... Because his wife, Zack Snyder's wife, is also a producer on the film. So they wanted to keep working just to, like...
Because
people like to dive into the work sometimes after tragedies. But then, like, they would have to go back to London or something for reshoots, and they just don't feel like that's what they should be doing or whatever. Because I think, apparently, they're doing a lot of reshoots. Well, they always do a lot of reshoots, but they're doing a lot more, like, right now or something, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming, but this whole Joss Whedon thing makes sense once they wrapped him up for Batgirl. It seems like they probably had this in mind somewhat.
And I mean, if you're going to get a guy for the job of directing like this kind of movie, it seems like Joss Whedon's the perfect guy.
Yeah, if you're going to
this only makes sense.
He's made the formula for like team superhero movies.
Yeah.
He's proven he can do it, and like he's got the name cachet, so even all the Marvel people.
We're still going to watch this movie.
They'll still be like, oh, at least Joss Whedon. I mean, maybe he can do something with it.
Yeah.
Like, get them something. But, yeah, I don't know how this is going to all shake out, because it's a bizarre thing. I can't think of something like this in a film happening like that, where some guy puts it together and then another guy takes over. It's just like...
Well, Ant-Man.
Yeah, but they didn't get that far. They didn't start filming.
No, but Edgar Wright was
anything.
Pushing for that movie for years. Like, he had, like, the test footage and everything that he did himself out of, like, a passion project.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of work going into it, and people do that all the time. They take over movies people have written and, like, pretty much mapped out, but doing one where they filmed they've done all the...
Principal photography.
They're just getting into the reshoots, and that's when a new director, I don't even know what you label it. Like, it's going to be, say, directed by Joss Whedon? Like, he's going to get, like, final say and stuff?
I don't know. He's probably going to do co-directed.
It's got to be some kind of collaboration, but, those two guys seem like they have totally different styles.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a such a bizarre thing, but they spent so much money on the movie. It just, they have to make it, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, if this was a smaller budget movie, you'd be like, let's just take time and or, like, push it or yeah, something.
But this is, like, their major.
Yeah, this is, like, their, like, the biggest movie you could do in a Justice League movie.
Yeah.
That's the biggest movie you could do. DC characters.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, I mean.
And luckily, Joss Whedon's in the position that if it is bad, it won't really hurt him because he'll be like, well, Zack Snyder directed most of the movie.
Yeah. Because I want to say this makes me more optimistic, but it's also like, makes it more chaotic.
Yeah.
But moving on to Deadpool 2 news. They've cast the villain. Jack Kessie is the villain of the film. We don't know which character he's playing.
But, yeah, this is going to be interesting too.
Yeah, because this one starts, it starts filming relatively soonish.
Because we don't know if Moreno Baccarin is back yet, right?
I think do we know TJ Miller's back?
I think TJ Miller's, we know
he's back. Know the, is the,
Al.
Yeah. Blind Al. The
Indian driver.
Yeah.
And then Negasonic Teenage Warhead. And
Colossus.
And Colossus.
It is weird that we don't.
Miranda Baccarin, I think, is the only person we don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think, well, they're bringing in Domino, so I assume they're either going to, they got to, like, kill her off or something. Or, like, have them break up or something. It's got to happen, I guess.
That'd be so shitty, though.
I know, it really would.
Like, he, like.
That's what that whole movie was about, really.
Yeah.
The story part of the movie. That was kind of the driving force.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what they're doing there, but we haven't heard much on that.
Oh, did you hear, this is Deadpool 1/ Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Oh, yeah.
That Stan Lee was going to...
Volume 2.
Yeah, in Volume 2. It was going to, like, mention that he was a strip club DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, kind of cross.
Yeah, I was going to say, like...
Because he says that he's a FedEx delivery man.
Yes, which I think James Gunn was saying they made a mistake. Because technically that movie's in 2014, and that's a Civil War reference.
Oh.
So that's a... It's a year. It doesn't make sense. I mean, it makes sense in the sense that, like, I feel like he's, like, a timeless, universeless character, Stan Lee, in what they're going for. But, like, I think James Gunn said that's kind of a mistake.
But, like, interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting, too. I'm like, James Gunn talks a lot.
Yeah.
It's very interesting to get his views and opinions on things, because he, like, tells you that stuff. But that... Yeah, that Deadpool one would have been really interesting. I think I would have started freaking out and be like, this is crazy.
What does this mean?
What's going on?
Overanalyze it.
Exactly. Then we got some Sony Marvel news. We got a title for that Silver Sable and Black Cat movie. It's going to be called Silver and Black.
Raiders, baby. Raider Nation, number
Maybe
one.
Maybe that's what they're going for, the Raider audience.
Yep.
But, like, they're going to get confused, think it's a Raiders movie.
They're like, Las Vegas. It's a rebirth of the Raiders. We're going to kick it off with a movie.
Exactly. And it has a release date now of October 2018, which was also the rumored release date of Venom.
Yeah.
So they're going to release them the same month for some reason. And it's going to happen, like, super quick, like next year. I mean.
And we don't have any casting.
No casting. We do have...
All we know is that Spider-Man is not going to be in
it. Spider-Man's not in it. And then there... I didn't put this down, but there were more rumors. This is kind of up-to-date news. There were, like, more rumors that they're trying to use, like, other Spider-Man characters in this.
Yeah.
Like, Kraven, Mysterio, like Tombstone, so, like, Harry Osborn. Norman Osborn.
It's in the Spider-Man universe, but it's just, like, not without Spider-Man. Which makes sense, I guess. Because, like, Spider-Man is, like, the freaking Forrest Gump of New York City, where he's, like, everywhere important things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense that things are happening where he's not there.
It's crazy how New York's always been, like, in the Marvel universe, like the comics, it's always been such this crowded place for all these superheroes.
Yeah.
It's, like, pretty crazy. Like, how can all these teams be here? Aren't they running into each other, like, every single, all the time?
Yeah.
Like, even the comics, I don't think they run into each other, but, like, I feel like it'd be all the time.
It should be more.
It should be even more, and they do it, but...
Because a lot of the crime, it doesn't even happen in all five boroughs. It only happens in, like, Manhattan, a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. It's all the same place. It's like, just attack somewhere else, man. All the superheroes are here. You're going to be okay, I think.
I know. Just like go to a flyover state and start mowing down people.
Yeah.
Like no one's going to come out there. It'll take a superhero a long time. Maybe Clark Kent. He might show up.
If he's visiting Kansas or something, yeah, he might be in the area.
Hear it and he's like, oh, shoot. Let me go to this city that no one cares about.
Exactly.
Or I guess
that's the thing Superman can do, because he's like, can hear everything.
Yeah. Or like Wolverine is everywhere. In like a small town, it seems like, in Logan.
Yeah.
He's like driving through a small town.
Thor is in a small town. He's in New Mexico.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
First Thor movie.
So there's some superheroes, but that's a major plot element, apparently, is a superhero not being in a...
That's true. They're either in New York, or like they're either in a huge city, or they're like in Malibu, some country, like, weird town.
Iron Man is in like Malibu.
We're somebody in the suburbs. Have we seen superheroes in the suburbs?
No, even Hancock didn't do that.
Like, not too often.
But maybe Hancock did do that.
Oh, I think they would live in the suburbs, I think.
Yeah.
Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
They were in the suburbs, so he was hanging out that house a little bit. So I guess Hancock's the one.
Like, what if Mr. Fantastic was like, I'm just going to move to the suburbs and build, like, a subterranean lair?
That's what you should do.
That's what the Hulk should do.
Well, they did, like, the Avengers went to upstate New York. So they kind
of
did.
But that was, like, in the middle of nowhere. Like,
yeah.
They went there specifically because no one was around.
Yeah.
I'm saying the Hulk should live in, like, New Jersey.
Yeah. Just, like, a regular neighborhood.
Yeah. And just be like, you know what? People are less angry out here. First time anyone's ever said that about New Jersey. And it keeps me from going green.
Yeah, that could work for him, I think.
I mean, it's better than him living in a super crowded area.
Yeah, New York's not a very safe place for Bruce Banner to just be walking around.
Yeah, something might trigger him and then...
Yeah, and then he's gone on a rampage, and there's a lot of stuff to destroy.
Yeah, he could just kill, like, a whole building of people if he wanted to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my thoughts on suburban superheroes.
Suburban superheroes. Back to the Silver and Black movie. Gina Prince-Bythewood is going to be the director.
I forgot what I read. She directed something.
Yeah. It was something I hadn't heard of.
Disappearing Acts, Love and Basketball, Secret Life of Bees, and Beyond the Lights. Got it. She went to UCLA.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. I know the idea. I like that they're doing like a female-driven superhero type movie, and there's a female director, and that's all good stuff. But it's like, I just know Sony's not thinking this through or something. I don't know. This is all... I don't think anyone can get their handle on what's going on. And then if they are using some of these villains and stuff, I think that one was like a heavier... This is like real. The other stuff was just rumors.
Yeah.
But then what are they doing for Homecoming 2 as far as... Like if they're going to poach some villains, like...
That'd be pretty cool.
Like what villains... Like, I don't know. Just wondering the connection. There's something that's not going on. And I don't know. And then are you making this, like, Venom makes more sense if it's, like, hard R and you're doing something that's Marvel Studios, you know, they wouldn't do. This one doesn't seem like that at all. This one seems like they're just trying to beat, like, they're trying to get a female, because Marvel Studios still hasn't done one. You're, like, doing stuff they haven't done yet. So you're kind of just trying to beat them to things, it seems like.
I'd be okay with that, though.
Yeah, I'm fine with them doing this other stuff. It's just... I don't know what direction they're trying to do, though. I'm just hoping Spider-Man Homecoming, if that makes a ton of
like,
money.
Like, this is something that's definitely not going to happen anytime soon in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Is two women leading us?
Yeah, that's
Marvel
why.
Movie?
That's why Fox.
That's craziness. DC can't do this.
Well, we could transition this into the Fox Marvel Universe, which they seem to be doing everything right. After Deadpool, they seem to have figured their stuff out.
Yeah, but who would they do?
No, I mean, like, what they're doing, like, what they're currently doing.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, right now, okay, they did Deadpool, then they did Logan. Marvel Studios isn't going to do something like that.
Yeah.
They're doing this new news, the New Mutants.
Yeah.
News.
Yeah. Director Josh Boone says it'll be a full-blown horror movie.
Yeah. Marvel Studios isn't doing something like that.
So I had a question, though, about this.
Okay.
Are you going to watch it?
They say horror movie.
They say it's going to be like a horror movie.
Like a horror. I think it'll be more of a thriller.
Are you going to watch it?
I would probably watch. I don't know. It's more interesting than like a just a standard X-Men movie.
Yeah, but like it's the horror aspect is what's gonna.
I know, but I really think you can't. They say full horror. I don't know.
What if it's like a full on like people hunting mutants?
That's awesome.
Like horror movie where it's
yeah.
Like,
well, what it sounded like is they were like trapped somewhere.
Yeah.
They were like, and then like the people were after them or something.
Like you
and
never
they're
saw,
like trying
did
to
you
use
ever
their
watch Cabin in the Woods?
Well, I kind of watched it. We watched it here once, sort of.
Yeah.
Partially, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I would probably watch it.
Because as soon as I saw
this
news,
it.
I was like, I wonder if Mike's going to watch this or not.
I would probably watch
it. In theaters.
Yeah, I think so. I think I can handle it.
It depends on what, after that first trailer comes out, right?
They can tell me, yeah. Show me the trailer. Sometimes it's, yeah, like the trailers usually tell me what's going on. So as far as the horror movie.
I'm very interested in this. This is what's going to get me into this universe.
Yeah, but I'm saying do these things because Marvel Studios won't. Do the weird thing. Do the unique things that they're on their almost cook. I hate to say
next
like,
up, romantic comedy.
Yeah, just do stuff bizarre.
That's what Deadpool 1 was kind of for the first.
Yeah, it was kind of
10
like that.
Minutes.
Exactly. So yeah, stay, go different lanes. Like, because
how cool would that be though? Like a Jean Grey, Phoenix, Wolverine, rom-com mm-hmm.
with Cyclops, the triangle,
yeah,
the love,
like triangle,
they always do.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
what a great movie.
They should do that. They like tried to do that kind of in the regular X-Men movies, but like you got to focus on that.
Yeah,
and, like,
make
that
the
plot.
Main thing. Don't make it a superhero movie.
Exactly.
So much. Make it mainly a rom-com.
Exactly. That's the fun stuff. That's where the genre opens up.
Yeah.
It's not because people always say they're all the same. It's like, no. Like, look at Deadpool, look at Logan. Like,
and hopefully we'll be able to say, look at New Mutants.
Exactly. And that's what I'm hoping too. So, see, I like when Fox, like, we used to be mad at Fox, but at least Fox.
They're pushing that.
They're doing that stuff.
They're pushing that velvet rope. I don't know if that's a phrase, but.
Yeah. See, because
pushing the envelope doesn't really make sense for this.
Yeah. But like Fox used to be the main people we didn't like, but now it's Sony because Sony's doing
half in, half out,
and they haven't proven it yet. Yeah. Like we were saying the same thing about Marvel, basically, because they hadn't proven it with Deadpool or anything. Like that was just a year ago before that, where we're like, what are they doing? Like they're doing these X-Men movies. Some of them are good, some of them are bad.
Yeah.
But they seem to have figured something out. They're doing fun stuff now, at least.
And then Wonder Woman news, Alamo Drafthouse is having a women's only screening. Well, technically they're having two because the first one sold out so quickly that they decided to do a second one. But like all the employees are also women. So like the ticket person is a woman, the concession worker is a woman, the projectionist is a woman, the ushers are women. And people are freaking out. It's one theater, 3 days after the movie, two screenings.
It's not even like the premiere night or something.
It's not the
where-
premiere night. It's not like it's everywhere across the country. Is this an issue? Well, we're going to talk about it. That's our discussion for next week.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought this was weird that people, that men specifically, and the argument is always like, well, if we did a whites only screening.
Yeah, that's always what it
goes
to.
Or if we did
to.
A man only screening of Thor Ragnarok. And I was like, honestly, most of the time when I go to a movie, that's how it feels.
I know that. They don't seem to get the argument that like that the main audience is men already.
Yeah.
So like doing that wouldn't like it's they're trying to show something and like it. I don't know. It's like it seems dumb to make those that type of argument.
Yeah.
Because it's just like oh the default thing. What like if you're making if you're doing
like if they did like a black only screening of Get Out, I'd think that's boring. But if they did a white-only screening of Get Out, I would be fascinated.
I would be very uncomfortable to go to.
Jealous that I wasn't allowed in that room.
It'd be the weirdest thing to go to, I think.
I would have to have someone set up a camera just focused on the audience that I would pay money to go watch.
But you got to figure somewhere, as white as some of these parts of this country is, there's a white-only screening of
Get Out
somewhere.
I'm pretty sure when I saw Get Out, it was a white-only screening in me. Like,
that's what I'm saying. It's happening regardless.
Yeah.
Most of the other stuff you can't do unless you plan for. Like, there's no way coincidentally only women will show up to a theater for Wonder Woman, I wouldn't think.
No.
Even men only, I don't think. Like, it's very unlikely you get a full theater of just men.
Yeah.
At any movie. Is there a movie you could get? I don't think there's any movie.
No, because that unless would require like, some men to go by themselves.
Yeah. Unless it's a movie, like, 3 weeks later where there's only, like, two people in theater. Yeah. I'm talking about, like, a packed theater. Chances are it's very unlikely.
Yeah.
That would happen anyway.
And then it's sad because, like, people try arguing for this online, like,
mm-hmm.
but they're not good at arguing. So yeah. It's like, the person's like, it's like the same thing as comedy. You can punch up, but you can't punch down. And it's like the majority group can, or like, the group that's making the joke can always make fun of the people, the group, quote unquote, above them.
Mm-hmm.
But you can never make fun of like a minority group who has been oppressed. You can make fun of the oppressor, but not the oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
And someone's like, well, now today I learned that you can't be racist against white people. And I was like, you can be racist against white people, but it's like different.
Yeah. Like, I can't tell if people like don't understand nuance or don't understand these things. I think
they don't understand it.
I think that too. But I don't know.
I think it's because they don't interact. Like, who knows how these people feel if they don't interact with, like, if they aren't aware of, like, how women's rights, like, are. Like, the fact that, like, a woman in some states have to go through, like, crazy scans when they're to get, like, an abortion and stuff.
Yeah. I think everyone just has, like, a different life experience, so you can't, like, and all the internet is, like, everyone at once from everywhere. Yeah. And I guess you just don't see everything.
To show you an example of this,
uh-huh.
in a completely unrelated way, was someone posted online on Reddit, like, I got a box of ice cream, and they opened it, and someone's like, what? Where do you get boxes of ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
And then someone's like, oh, well, it's because, like, are you familiar with boxed ice cream?
Yeah,
because we both lived childhoods
mm-hmm. full of
cheap parents.
Yeah,
I've or parents seen it who couldn't afford it.
Seen it before.
So, like, the ice cream comes in, like, pretty much like paper, and and it's like a brick of ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
But so someone's like, well, you can get fancier ice cream like Ben and Jerry's, or they said something, Eddie's or something like that. And I was like, is Eddie's like a premium? Because you say Ben and Jerry's, which is like not cheap ice cream. That's like a in my opinion, like a quote-unquote fancy ice cream.
Yeah, I'd agree.
And then I was like, this other brand, and I was like, what is this brand? And it was just Dreyer's ice cream, like east of the Rockies, is called Eddie's.
Yeah.
Or Eiders or something. I don't know. It's like the name of the other founder who like dissolved, and then the company
it's
got
like a Carl's Jr. Hardee's thing.
Yeah, it's a Carl's Jr. Hardee's thing. But then everyone's talking about this Eddie's ice cream, and I'm like, what the hell is this? And then I had to Google it, and I was like, oh, they're talking about Dreyer's. But in those states, I guess Breyers is more prevalent, so they chose the different name to separate
Dreyer's. I always thought that was weird that there's a Breyers and a Dreyer's ice cream. Well, I was talking last week about a guy from New York, and like apparently everywhere on the East Coast, you can't buy alcohol
at a liquor store.
At a grocery store.
Or at a grocery store, yeah.
It's so bizarre to me. Like everywhere. Yeah. But why?
Because it's like old school rules.
But, like, there's enough people with similar...
No, because those people, when they come out here, they're shocked that you can.
I know. And I'm shocked that they can't. But
my friends from New Jersey, like, New Jersey, Philadelphia, when they come out here, I'm like, oh, let's go buy some alcohol. And they're like, oh, like, where are we going to... Where are the closest liquor store? I'm like, why would we buy alcohol at a liquor store? Because in my mind, I'm like, liquor stores are more expensive.
Exactly. That's what I think. But now it all makes sense in the different context.
But then you go to some states in, like, the South, and they're all, like, government-owned... Like state operated liquor stores.
Yeah.
See, which is even crazier to me.
Yeah, it's crazy, but in the South, I would have the stereotype that it makes more sense.
Yeah.
Because they have like the whole religion, like they probably still don't sell alcohol on Sundays and stuff.
Some states, yeah.
Yeah.
Or the dry counties exist.
But it's just,
which is like crazy.
House crazy.
Prices have to be low in those dry counties.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to live in one of those?
Mm hmm. They must just have just a crazy different like price structure and everything.
Yeah. I was like, why is the state involved in my liquor buying?
Yeah.
I mean, the state is involved by like, liquor licenses
already.
That's
what I was saying, too. I'm like, I would think those places who are about freedom have restrictions, like so many restrictions on like alcohol and stuff.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want with a gun, but the alcohol restrictions, alcohol. It's like, I mean, I guess that's good. You don't mix the two, but like, people are still drinking a lot. Like,
yeah.
It's not like it's preventing things.
But then it's so crazy because like in Colorado, like nearly all restaurants are BYOB. Like you can, if you want. I mean, they have a beer menu. Mm-hmm. But you can also bring your own beer. Like that's
And they don't charge you or anything?
They don't charge you or anything.
Huh.
And that's like unheard of out here.
Yeah. I've heard of like
they do
wine.
It in San Francisco. Cork. But there's still corked cheese.
Yeah, they're still corking fees. Yeah.
Corking? I don't know. Something there's like still that. Fees to open up a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Which is like pretty much there to prohibit from people from doing that.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, you can bring beer and that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all these weird
and
rules.
I think Chicago has a lot of restaurants like that too where you can bring your own beer. But I think also in Denver, there's
that
no
just seems
need
so dangerous
for like a beer
me.
And wine license. Like anywhere, any restaurant could sell beer mm-hmm. and wine.
Yeah.
It's weird how those state laws work. But yeah, people's life experiences are different.
Yeah.
Maybe some people think that women shouldn't be able to see movies by themselves.
Maybe.
But then that's also the thing. Like, you have to think, like, how many times has there ever been, like, a random act of violence on a man from a woman versus, like, a woman from a man?
Yeah, it's a very low chance.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's happened, like
the same where I'm sure like white people have been beaten up by black people randomly and vice versa. They both happen.
Yeah, of course.
I'm sure it's happened where like a woman is just like, hey, look, let's beat up that man.
Yeah. It's got like a percentage of people there are.
Like it has to happen.
It has to happen. It's just not like a thing that's as common.
Yeah.
It's not like the other one's as common either, but it's way higher chance.
Yeah.
1,000, 10,000 times more likely.
I'm not saying that all men are going to do it. And then someone's like, well, people should be offended because what about all the men who can't work that night? And I'm like, I'm sure they're allowed to work. I'm sure they're just not allowed to work the concession stands. Like, they probably have like a women-only line.
Do research then.
Yeah.
Don't make these arguments that you don't, like, people just coming up with these things.
Well, they
like, I'm not doing the research either, but yeah. Like, you're thinking the worst case where I'm gonna seem fine until I. Are the men involved in this argument, are they the ones working there? Like, what do they think?
Yeah.
The ones working there.
And then Peyton Reed tweeted, like, well, can't wait until people
that.
Hear about, like, the insect-only screening of Ant-Man. And I was like, that's a pretty good one.
I still kind of thought he should have stayed out of it. I'm
yeah,
like,
he should,
oh,
it sounds,
get a lot
it sounds
of,
weird.
It does
right?
sound
It sounds
weird.
Like, he's, like, making, it's, like, trivial.
Yeah, he's almost, yeah, like, I think he's on the Wonder Woman
well,
side.
He cited a Kumail tweet saying, like, I can't believe no man can watch Wonder Woman anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that too.
And then I was like, yeah, it sounds like he's on the opposite side.
Yeah. It just sounds weird because he's like, wait. Like, it's just a weird thing.
Yeah.
I guess. But, like, I get what he's going for. But
I hope.
I hope. It wouldn't be funny if he's totally against it. He's
yeah.
Like, oh, no, insects can go see movies alone yeah. because, oh, this is a woman movie. And see, only women can see it.
But, yeah. People are silly, man.
Yep. Weird weird world.
And then another thing to make people mad, I guess, is Star Wars, Luke's lightsaber is now known as Rey's lightsaber in all marketing materials. So when you go to a store and buy that green?
It's the blue one.
The
is
blue
it
lightsaber.
Anakin's lightsaber? I mean, it's originally Anakin's anyway.
Yeah. That lightsaber is now known as Rey's lightsaber.
Why are people angry?
No, I'm sure people are going to get
angry.
Oh,
okay. Right? I thought that was like reports. People are
no,
angry.
No. Who knows? I mean.
Well, but you could still get Luke's lightsaber. And I'm,
yeah, probably.
Assume
it's
I
the same
still,
thing.
I'm still I can get Anakin's lightsaber.
Yeah.
And it's all the same lightsaber.
But I think that's too much text to put on a box to say Anakin / Luke / Rey's lightsaber.
Yeah. So I got no problem with that. I mean, that's what it is. He's like.
So Obi-Wan's lightsaber is the green one?
No, Luke's is still, I assume he still has his green one.
Yeah.
The blue one he lost when he got his hand chopped off.
Yeah.
And then he had to get a green one.
See, I like the green one.
I like the green one, too. That's his, like, ultimate form. That's why he's probably like, I don't want it, like.
But the blue one was his, was Anakin's lightsaber?
The blue one was Anakin's.
Yeah.
He's the one he fought Obi-Wan in the fiery Mustafar. That was his blue one. And then Obi-Wan stole it.
Yeah.
From him. Because he thought he was dead. Like, I'll take your lightsaber and I'll hold on to it for like, I guess he was packing two lightsabers for like 40 years or
yeah
30 how old is 20 years I don't know
he aged
time
and
time
yeah,
in Star Wars
that.
Never really works out
how horribly he aged.
Yeah, we think the sons had something to
yeah,
do with
it's
it
the fact that they have two
very,
sons
very
is twice the skin damage.
Yeah,
on Netflix today, Forever Pure and A New High. So come back tomorrow for The Leftovers. We got some lot of news. Yeah, it'll be interesting news. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.